Bush administration officials say rebel groups remain an intimidating force in Iraq, and they warn that attacks on U.S. troops are not likely to end immediately. At the time of his capture, Saddam was alone, and U.S. officials say it's not clear he exercised much control over the insurgency. NPR's Tom Chelton reports.
In theory, the capture of Saddam Hussein could be a turning point. An American soldier who saw him crawl out of his hole quotes Saddam as saying, "I want to negotiate." Phoebe Marr, an Iraq analyst and historian, says Saddam might provide his interrogators with information about who's who in the insurgency and how it's organized.
He certainly knows the money side. He and, you know, his family and others stashed away money not only in Iraq but in Europe. That's where I would concentrate.
But so far, Saddam seems to show little interest in talking to his American captors. He's been a jerk, says a U.S. intelligence official. Another problem is Saddam's knowledge of current insurgency activities may be limited. Patrick Lang, a former Iraq specialist with the Defense Intelligence Agency, paid attention to the conditions under which Saddam was hiding, not what you would see, he thinks, with someone in a position of command.
His circumstances of life there show a miserable man hiding out with a bucket full of money and a few loyal supporters. I mean, you look at him, he was complaining to that doctor who was examining to him of pain in the mouth, and he looked quite unhappy and downtrodden. And I don't think he would look like that if he'd been running an organization with which he had any confidence in.
Indeed, the U.S. intelligence official says there is no evidence so far to indicate Saddam was in operational control of the resistance. It looks like he was trying to stay off the airwaves and out of sight, the official says. Still, Saddam's capture will certainly bring some benefits. A U.S. Army spokesman said today that documents found with Saddam have already led to the capture of two additional men who had been pursued by U.S. troops. There's also the effect Saddam's capture could have on Iraqi attitudes. Bernard Aronson was Assistant Secretary of State for Latin America when the dictator Manuel Noriega was captured in 1990 by U.S. occupation forces in Panama.
It did make a huge difference in terms of the stability of the new regime and the authority of the new regime and the willingness of Panamanians to stand up and cooperate and be part of a new democratic Panama, that they knew that Noriega and his forces were never coming back. I think it made a big difference.
When Aronson saw the pictures of a disheveled Saddam meekly submitting to U.S. authority, he was also reminded of the arrest by Peruvian authorities in 1992 of Abimael Guzman. At the time, Guzman was the powerful and esteemed leader of Peru's fierce Shining Path guerrilla group.
The Peruvians put him in a cage, they put stripes on him, and suddenly this figure who had been larger than life, this Superman, this elusive demon that had terrorized the entire country, looked like a clown. He looked like a buffoon. And that completely demythologized the movement that he had led, and the fear drained out of Peruvians, and the tide of the battle turned when Guzman was captured.
By showing Saddam Hussein being examined for head lice, U.S. officials may also think his standing among Iraqis will be lessened. But Phoebe Marr warns this move could backfire among Arabs and Muslims who will object to the humiliation of an Arab leader, no matter who he is.
Certainly one of the aspects of the Islamic world and their frustration with us is this lack of dignity, this feeling of weakness, of humiliation, and of course occupation is part of that. And these pictures illustrated humiliation par excellence, a president, a symbol, not only humiliated, degraded, but in the hands of a Western occupying force.
Among those who could benefit, in fact, from Saddam's demise is Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network. Some U.S. analysts have never been convinced al-Qaeda had much of a foothold in Saddam's Iraq anyway. In a book published this fall, a bin Laden associate named Yusuf Al-Ayeri wrote that Muslims should welcome the destruction of Saddam's regime. The end of Ba'ath rule is good for Islam and Muslims, Al-Ayeri wrote. Where the banner of Ba'ath has fallen, shall rise the banner of Islam. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.